I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what up? Willie and the Beast Podcast.
Yeah.
Just me and Wax today. We're back for another episode.
Let's be here, baby.
Yeah,
yo. I'm the Beast, baby.
Yeah, we back. I'm kind of tight, bro.
What happened now?
I did an interview, man. I don't know if you're aware.
What happened?
You know, I was going to be on a podcast, and it was kind of a setup.
Yeah, what happened?
Yo, this dude, I hate to say it, yo, and by the way, we can edit all this out, bro. Mm-hmm. This dude was a huge Carla fan.
That's cool. That's
good. Huge Carla fan. So he has me on this interview, done his podcast. Uh-huh. And it was trying to make it like, just to try to like, he was like trying to get me to pick sides and shit. I'm like, bro, I'm not here to talk about this.
Yeah.
I'll plug it a clip. And I was like, he was like, so, you're familiar with my mentor, Carla. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I know Carla. He goes, oh, and you work with, you do Bully and the Beast too, right? Mar, mm-hmm. What up? Yo, Marv, what up, bro?
What's up? Do I need to put on headphones for this?
No, you're good. I'm just going to put you in the waiting for now until we get to who's on drugs. It'll be like okay. 5 minutes even. You can help us weigh in on the email.
All right. Cool.
All right, wait a second. I'll put you in there right now. Don't go nowhere. Cool. Well, yeah, so yeah, bro. He was like, so you do Bully and the Beast too, right? And he was like, who's the co-host to that? I'm like, Wax and L'Oreal. Oh, so you're kind of in between, yada, yada. I'm like, bro, I don't know nothing, bro.
So earlier when I found out that somebody named Carla was here, I made a noise. I'm like, oh, that's ironic because my mentor name is Carla Ramirez. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with who that is?
Bro, yes.
So that's why it's so who'd you say is the host of that podcast?
Oh, God. This is bro. We're probably gonna have to skip over this whole shit because I got nothing to do with this. But
why are you gonna have to skip? Why?
Because I see where you're going with this, and it's none of my business, bro.
What's none of your business?
Well, go ahead. So yeah, my boy Wax is the co-host, and he used to he's actually the father of Carla's. You know, they got a kid together.
What do you consider a father?
Someone that wants to care for their kid, bro. I can't really talk about this real shit. Like, this is crazy. Like, bro, this is people's real lives.
I don't know nothing either.
So that's what it was. I drove all this way to Connecticut, and I thought I was going to be promoting my podcast and my network, and niggas were trying to get the inside scoop on me, man. So that was how my week went.
I don't even know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? God bless everybody. I don't even know what's going on. So, amen. God bless everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here doing God's work. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure everything that I'm building out most likely going to end up being like a church or something because I already know I'm going to be a pastor. So it's like, you know, that's the direction I'm going in. Everything I hear is outside noise, like everything. Even some of the good things I hear is outside noise unless it actually, you know, be something I got to cross right over. Then I know I grabbed it myself. But yeah, it sounds great. Everything sounds good. Some things sounds bad.
I gotta show you. This shit was great. I was like, bro, this is out of control. Why me? Like, this is crazy.
Why anybody? You know what I'm saying? Everything's a test. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna pass it, you're gonna fail it. You know what I'm saying? So God bless everybody. I don't know anything. What we got going on today, baby?
All right, check it. We got some emails. I'm just going to get straight into it. I got to let you guys know where to go. Wax, let us know where we could send an email at and send us a DM. Let us know both.
Yes, man. You already know everybody jumping them DMs, man. Holler at us at the Bully and the Beast Podcast. Euro. Did I do it wrong? Because I don't think
email got it. Yes. Go ahead.
I can't believe I'm still getting this shit wrong. Holler at us at Bully and the Beast Podcast. And if you want to jump in our emails and, you know, give us a little bit more detail and all that type of shit, hit us up at the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. You.
Sir.
Yes.
I'm going to bring Marv into this so he can listen in on this email.
Marv, it was good, Marv.
Yo, you ready? What you doing? You was jacking off? Let me stop.
Nah. I was trying to make my bed up.
All right.
You at Marv?
I'm in Niagara Falls, New York.
Okay, dope.
Oh, that's dope. I went to school.
Going out there right now?
Huh? You said you went to Buffalo State?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I graduated from there.
Oh, okay, shit. Dope. Oh, I was there in 2010. When were you there?
Nah, I was there. I went to the military first, so I didn't graduate till like 2019.
Oh, okay. Where y'all going? All right, so we're going to get to this.
Did work?
Huh?
Yeah, actually did work?
I mean, I did, but it was just too expensive for my ass. Oh. I played football, too.
Yeah? What position was that?
I was just doing the spring training. I don't know if I made the team or not because I never went back, but I did the spring.
That's amazing. All right, hold my helmet.
All right,
helmet. Yeah, let's get this email, man.
All right, so I'm 28. This is from a guy. I'm 28 and my girlfriend is 26, and we've been in a relationship for over 4 years and have been living together for almost a year. So 2 days ago, I tried to initiate sex. Since I'll be out for a couple of days for work, I thought before going, maybe we can have a quick one. So when I asked, she said that she'll be getting in late, so not now. I asked her maybe we can have a quickie. Her response to that immediately was, honey, it's always been a quickie, with a smirking face. That shattered my heart. I just said that was disrespectful and walked away and started packing things for the work trip.
Come on, family.
So after 2 days, after 2 days, I came back from the work trip today. Didn't talk much to her. She tried to initiate sex while I was in the bedroom. I said, why bother about it if it's always going to be a quickie, right? She said that. He said, I'm overreacting to it and need to change that. But I was heartbroken by what she said. Am I overreacting?
Yes. Stop being a biatch.
Yes. I forgot to add one thing. Yes, I'm aware that I do come quick, which cannot be satisfactory for her. So that's why I spent hours and hours on foreplay, eating her out and finger her. Also, I also ask whether it's satisfying or not, or if anything needs to be changed or removed in our sex life. I've always put her pleasure over her. Made sure over me, I guess. I made sure that she always came at least twice before I did penis and vagina sex. So that's why I was heartbroken after her statement. This guy is crazy. A 28-year-old.
You 28-year-old and fast, bro. You got a fat stomach. But go ahead, bro. Let me hear what you got.
Yeah, go ahead, Marv. Marv, you had something to say?
Yeah, you went on a 2-day work trip. You skipped the part where you told us you didn't get no hoes. Your girl sent you to the work trip the way she did, disrespecting you, and you ain't getting no hoes for those 2 days. This is why I know you're a disappointment, because you went on a work day trip for 2 days after your girl disrespected you and getting no hoes. And then you're talking about, you know, you come quick, so you're trying to eat her out for 40 minutes. That's the voice in my head. You need to fix that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you sit here around, but looking online, and you need to get on some Buchu, a honey pack, Cialis, whatever you need to do to stop coming quick, or Blue at least Chew. Come more than once. Buchu, so go get you a Buchu package, you know what I mean? And get her right. Because there's no way you think she's about to live like this. She's 26 years old. These dudes that will blow her back out today early. And you sitting here giving her 2 minute quickies? Ain't no way, bro. You think eating out they don't supplement. Like, that's just that's like a precursor. It ain't the supplement. You know what I mean? So, nah, dog. She might have made you feel bad, but it's the truth. You need to take heed to that.
Yeah, man. When girls say that, they be lying when they be like, no, it's okay. You go to sleep. This never okay. You have to finish that. You got to get that nut out or you're not eating the next day. She's going to have that attitude and she's going to say little slick shit because she's tired of that shit. The first five times she's going to let you get away with it. So if she said something, that's already, you already had six. You know, fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you know, double digits, she already fucking, because double digits got two balls, right? The two zeros is another nigga balls. You see what I'm saying? So that's when she get the 10, you nut 10 times, bro, your girl is fucking another dude. She grabbed them balls and she get to do it. But y'all, instead of all that other type of stuff, of course, Blue Chew. But if you don't want to take Blue Chew because your heart all fucked up and all that, you know, get on your planks. The more you jump on your planks and stuff like that, you ain't got no fat stomach. Yeah, fat stomach motherfuckers probably be nutting all early unless you winging your shit all day. Or jerk off before. If you know you
about to... Yeah, about to say you got to go to old school joint.
Jerk off before, bro. You don't even know yourself yet. That's how I know you're 28 years old. You should at least know yourself. How many times you jerked off? Yeah. At least, you know, 10 times a month. Add that
up. Did you say how long they were together?
A month? 4 years, I think.
4 years, so he was, what, 24? Damn, Kyle. Yeah, how many girls? I don't even know how many girls he had. How many girls you had prior to this? This has been allowed to go on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The thing is, his pride is not built. A lot of dudes, they sit there and feel like that girl is conquering them, so that's why you always nut early. You need to fucking turn that shit around. Some type of way, you need to get something on your girl so you can fucking not really care about her that much so you can not fast. Only these guys who's all in love with their girl, they scared to make mistakes and you foot pedaling throughout this whole fucking situation. Them the motherfuckers who nut fast, you got a weak back, get a strong back, get 10 toes down, motherfucker. You over here nutting fast and shit. I have my days, you know what I'm saying? But I have my days when I know she, I don't know if she was on my phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like when we know that she got one up on us, we going nut fast because we don't know what it is. We got to satisfy her. Don't worry about satisfying her. Always think about when you fuck your girl. Like, I want to nut early, motherfucker, now, bitch. Ah, and then you going nut. You gonna take mad long.
Yeah,
your foreplay probably corny as hell.
Rub one out, bro.
Facts. Now I say just you gotta man up, bro. Girls gonna insult you all day, every day. That's just who they are, bro. You gotta use that. You should use that anger in the bedroom and fuck the shit out of her. But oh yeah,
but what if you care,
bitch? Cookie this back, yeah, and blow her back.
You only give her 2 minutes.
Take one of them animal packs.
Yeah,
you gotta do something.
A Toro, but yeah, you gotta man up, bro. You can't let everything hurt your feelings, man. Or else it's gonna be a long life.
To you, not dude, that she's unsatisfied with y'all sexual experience. Which means she's 10 toes, 2 toes out the door about to cheat on you. I suggest you correct that quickly. Especially if she's telling you like that.
She already thinks looking at
that. On that two day trip. He was out.
He was doing what he was doing. And I always say, if the man is not cheating, the woman is cheating. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to cheat in a relationship. It's kind of fucked up. But when you being all good, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's doing some wild shit. But if you out there doing, she got time to always look at your location, always on your ass. But she know you ain't cheating.
Location.
She got, listen, man, the idle mind, man. You know what idle mind in the house is. Your girl.
You share your location with your girl?
Who girl?
Y'all share your location with
your girls? Bro, let me tell you a story, man. One year, I decided to share my location with my girl. By accident, I didn't even know she had my location, bro. And my girl used to be playing games. Like, I don't want to spend New Year's with you. The year before, and, you know, she was like, I don't want to spend New Year's with you. I begged, like, come on, I don't want you to spend New Year's alone. I don't know what you're going to be doing. I need to be safe, yada, yada, making sure, you know what I mean? I don't want my girl to be at a party on New Year's without me, crazy. So the next year, she tried to pull the same bullshit. I said, all right, bet. Like, I'm out. I got my own plans. She had my location and tracked me down to the exact apartment I was at.
Exactly. Damn. That's what you get.
Never
share a location, because damn.
I don't
mind
sharing my location with you, my wifey. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm just out here, I'm not sharing my location with nobody at all. But yeah, if I'm in the relationship, I ain't even doing nothing. But that's why it's like, you know what I'm saying? Well, if you got a wifey, it's okay, because you shouldn't be out there like doing some dumb shit. But if you want to be a whore, be a fucking whore. But if you want to be in a relationship, commit to this shit. You know what I mean? Fuck it. And I used to be a whore. It was just like,
used to, it's crazy.
Yeah, I used to be a whore, man.
Wax is active. Wax is like Tom Brady out of retirement.
Listen,
Went to the Buccaneers. Still trying to put one in the Raptors.
Still winning championships. But nah, I'm just saying, man, like, I wasn't getting nothing out of that shit, man. You would never get nothing out of this shit. Yo, word up. You just feel like, man, what the fuck was I doing?
Yeah, man. That ride home be the worst.
No, so basically, our advice is, yeah, stop being pussy to this guy, bro, and man up and take control of this relationship and fuck this bitch until it hurts. Fuck her period on. That's how hard
you can't do it, man. He got to build his pride in your core. Build your pride in your core. So now when she like your core looking all good and everything, and she see other bitches looking at you, you build your pride. So now you fucking the shit out of her. Right now she's like over you in your relationship. Like you love her more than she love you. And that's why
that's always a problem.
Yeah. That's why you're nothing early. You got to motherfucker find a way that you don't like her. Look at something that you don't like. Maybe her fucking ear is bigger than the other ear. Like, concentrate on that shit when you fucking her, yo. And then get back to everything else that's beautiful on her when y'all start fucking. But you need to have one up on her. Like, I don't like her fucking pinky toe. Think about that shit the whole time. Bro, you ain't going nut, fam.
Word.
But I got you, though. That sounds great.
I got another email, y'all.
What we got?
All right. This person needs advice. So, yo, what's up, Bully and the Beast? Yeah. I had my first threesome. I don't know if this is a boy or a girl. I had my first girl-girl-guy threesome. So two girls and one guy threesome, and it went bad. Oh, it's a girl. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to start over. Yeah. I had my first girl-girl-guy threesome, and it went bad fast.
Sound like a girl, then. This is a girl.
Yeah. Yes. First off,
like you got the mid pussy. Go ahead, though.
First off, started good, and I let my husband fuck the other girl first. And then I asked for a turn. He said no.
This guy's a savage.
I never got fucked. They only fucked, and then he finally went to me, and I got limp over all the alcohol. Then just blamed it on ED, but he knew the rules to take turns. Now I'm sitting here not knowing how to process it. I asked questions, and he lashed out at me and gave a half-ass sorry. What should I do?
Yeah. You gotta pick the girl and make sure she way more trashy than you, fam. Like, you got a chick that's probably most better than you. Or the reason why he's doing a threesome, because, like, your pussy either smells or, like, he just tired of smashing that same old corny shit and that same face that you be putting on that girls be thinking they be doing sexy shit. But that's that same ass face y'all do. That's that same, I just got stabbed face. You know what I'm saying? I got good pussy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm like, what are you going to do? I don't even, maybe I didn't get the girl yet. You know, maybe I did. Thank God I did. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just have the face.
Yeah. Here's your mistake she made. You had your first one with your husband is your mistake. You introduced your husband to some new pussy and you thought he wasn't going to take advantage. Are you crazy?
Yeah, she got
that's when you made a mistake. You introduced him to some new box. Yeah, she got hoodwinked. All you gotta do is do it again, but you gotta make sure the girl's like more gayer or something. You can't have a girl that like really wanna fuck your husband.
Yeah,
you
kinda gotta
like have a girl that's more like a lesbian and you kinda keep your husband out of it.
Yeah.
You gotta go get one of them. Yeah. Get him out of here, and now he feel like shit. He gonna be trying to find his way in and he get in the boot. He gonna go soaking in the corner and you realize, you know what I mean, maybe you need to be a little more lean to your wife, but you should have a certain pussy, man. You set yourself up for that one. You gotta either get in the game or get out of the game. You can't be playing with it.
Or really play the game and just grab some trash, real shit. Like some girl that got a sucking ass and big ass titties that look stupid. Like, you know he not gonna like. And y'all sit there and just throw dollars at her and just enjoy it. Like, listen, I bought you a bitch. It ain't gonna be the motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Take control of the motherfucking situation. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, yo, if I know my shorty got the fuck, y'all seen the Martin episode? Shout out to Martin. And when he sit there and sent the Bob for the bachelor party, he wasn't getting no fucking muscle motherfucker at my short at my wife.
He got the bullshit.
I'ma send, you know, if I know my shorty got a fucking stripper, I'm sending all 70-year-old men. Y'all want these fucking strippers? I'm in control of the strippers, and I'ma send the motherfucking 70-year-old motherfucking dudes that just drink whiskey all fucking night. That's what the fuck I'm saying. Y'all want to see somebody, so take control of your situation, miss. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever sit there and let somebody you feel like is better than you. You know, that's like, I agree to have sex with never ever fucking happen with my shorty and another guy. You know what I'm saying? and I pick a dude that meat is way bigger than mine. What the fuck? Am I retarded?
You fucking up. If you get somebody, if you thick, get somebody, he like thick girls,
make sure she's slim, she's real skinny. If she likes, if he likes slim girls, make sure she's thick and fat as a motherfucker. I bought you a bitch, right? That's all you asked about. You ain't say what type of girl. Because we scared to actually say what type of girl we like.
Like, yeah, because anybody, they gonna start going to your lights. They
gotta
look
just like her. We gotta say whatever she is. Like, that's what the fuck I like. You know what I'm saying? So.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Do either of you guys have a crazy threesome story? I got one. It's not crazy, but I'll just tell you.
Let me hear you get yourself in trouble. Let's go.
This is years.
This motherfucker. Let's go. Let me hear.
This is ages ago.
Bullshit. Let's go. Last week, what happened?
Fuck it. I was with these girls, the girls' birthday party, and everybody left. And I was like, yo, I'm too drunk to drive, you know, the hokey dog. They're like, oh, yeah, you can just stay here with us. You know, so-and-so are sleeping over. Just stay with us. Cool. I ended up sleeping over. And basically, it just started having a three. Like, I started hooking up with one girl, making out with her. She started taking, you know, I mean, undressed me. Then I turned around, hooked up with the other girl. She started hooking up with me. I'm in a bed with two girls. Like, oh, shit. And they're friends. Like, oh, shit, it's lit.
Okay.
And then I guess one of the, this is just, you know, I thought I started having sex with one girl while I'm turned around the other way. I'm hooking up.
Where's the condom, young man?
Oh, yeah. No, there was nothing.
Thank you.
Okay, fuck it.
I'm trying to get the whole visual of it. Just keep talking about the girls. Keep going.
And long story short, yeah, I just, the other girl that was on the other side, I was just hooking up with, she ended up just getting out of bed and going to another room. So I just, it was the threesome for like 30 seconds, a mini threesome. That's as close as I ever got.
Yeah, that's not bad.
What about you guys? This is me now. Oh shit, I was like, let me move. I was moving like a fucking lizard. Like, you know how like a chameleon, every move, every hand movement I made had to be on point. It was like, cause one wrong move is over, you know? That's the
one. You're in the wrong threesome, family. See, a lot of guys, their problem is, you know, I started young, but when you go into something like that, you're not used to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's always just like, you used to squat in 225 and then you throw 315 on and think you're going to get the same movement. No, that shit going to make you go and bust fast as hell. So let the girls play with each other. And only time you usually come in when they about to say, oh, I'm about to nut. Then you breed motherfucking Captain Saver dick and you fucking put it up in there and make that bitch nut with your motherfucking meat. And now that's what you do. But you go on there and get two girls on your excited ass.
Yeah.
Unless you do this all the time, you're going to nut fast. You know what I'm saying? So slow your ass down. Let them play with each other and bring and let them toys and shit. Let them nut a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? Then,
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, you gotta, it's like having two rounds in one. It's weird. You gotta like really like pace your body. It's like running a marathon.
Yeah, I ain't never tried that shit, man. I ain't doing all that. Nah, man. I ain't about to try. It's bad enough trying to fuck a woman, girl. I ain't about to try to bring another bitch.
Imagine
some shit happened like the homegirl. She started eating girl out too much. I'm like, all right, yo, I ain't here for this shit.
Nah, you just gotta let it be. You know what I'm saying? Something to talk about. It's kind of chilling, you know what I mean? It's like we both got something on each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shut the fuck up. You fuck that nasty bitch too. Like, you let that nasty bitch eat your pussy. Shut the fuck up. Them conversations is great.
Why y'all getting nasty bitches in the threesome?
It's just retarded shit. Sometimes y'all get retarded with your shorty. You and your boys did dumb shit together, right? Your shorty is like one of your boys. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to do some dumb shit with your shorty. You got to do some dumb shit with your dudes. Like, y'all probably still talk about the dumb shit y'all done did before. You know what I mean? And that's how your shorty got to be with you. Thank God we survived. Same thing with, like, yo, that bitch that got herpes. Damn, like, you nasty as hell. Yeah. You smashed that bitch raw.
Yeah, so basically our advice to her is...
I ain't trying to do all that either.
Man, you better have some fun some days, man.
Bring a lesbian in. Feminine lesbian so you can trick him. And then
yeah, don't treat your husband all the time, bro. Unless it's his birthday or something.
Yeah,
Make sure the girl is trash. Make sure the girl is trash. Make sure she's not better than you, miss.
You ever seen that?
Sure you know what you do? And that's also a sign of a dude like saying it but not saying it, that, you know, if he get hard, soft with you and the other girl, that means you got a little smelly welly down there. So you just gotta just do that that Captain's Day, what that shit called? That stuff the Summer Eve shit. Put that shit in your pussy.
Girl, the douches?
Yeah, the douche thing. And
use unscented soap. That shit
smell better.
I don't think they supposed to be using that shit like that, yo.
Man.
I think they found out that's like cancers or something.
Well, so but they better do something with that smelly welly then.
Tell her to take a bath. Small.
Some girls say they take a bath and they still got a little smelly welly down there.
Or change your diet.
Yeah, change your diet. There you go. Start eating more watermelon. I heard it does something for you.
Drink water.
Pineapple. Yeah.
All right, what we got, brother?
All right. You want to hang around, Amarb, or you want to check out? It's up to you.
I still got a little time.
Yeah, we're going to get to some word on the street, trending topics type shit.
Yeah, what we got?
Let me see what we got. All right, so we got DJ Mustard's ex-wife calls him out for divorcing her after 11 years and moving his new girlfriend into their custom home that they built together 1 year later.
Okay.
Let me just say what she wrote real quick. She said, imagine a man leaving you after 11 years, less than a year later, moving his girlfriend into a home that y'all custom built for your family, playing house with your kids, then turning around and trying to paint the picture like you are an unfit parent to get custody. I'm truly flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I understand. And, you know.
Yeah, I do.
men make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah, we might think that certain things is good at first, and then we look back at it like, damn, ouch, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So, he gonna look back at that like, damn, we did build this shit together. I just, you know what I mean? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, why shorty wanna live in a house that she, another chick, vision?
Yeah, what you mean? Why she wanna live in a house?
I know, that's the crazy part. He done pull her out the trenches, and she like, shit, I'm in a custom built house.
Flying. He like, hell yeah, let me get in this bitch shit with her robe back. Fuck me in this bitch robe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I'm saying Shorty the type to steal Uggs, yo, his new chick. So the old chick, I understand her frustration, you know what I mean? She had a dream. Yeah, she wanted to be with him forever. He bounced for the new chick.
Yeah, all respect.
But the new chick, Mustard, you going to look back and like, that was greasy. That was a little
now he's going to look back at it. I did some greasy shit. You know what I'm saying? And it be by mistake. You just don't even realize it, because when you go through anything traumatic, regardless of you changing your life in anything, like, you're going to have maybe not the you know, smartest mind. You know what I'm saying? You're going to look back at certain things. Like, everything is always for a reason, but you're going to still look back at it like, at least I could have did that a little better. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I did this with her. I could do this a little better. Even if I got a little condo with her or somewhere else. That home right there. So, the kids and us, you know what I'm saying? So,
you could have sold that shit and built another joint.
Yeah.
You know, not for nothing. I kind of had the same situation with my family. You know, my parents were together. You know, I live in this house. My dad has this huge ass house, and my mom basically decorated and renovated the whole upstairs herself. She planned it out with the contractors and all that. And then they got divorced. My dad, you know, like, my mom moved out, and my dad got this Puerto Rican bitch living upstairs now.
No way. So, are you serious?
Younger, ain't she?
Yeah.
Younger, ain't she?
I can't believe you. She cooking beans and rice.
Dude, all this shit. My mom designed this whole shit for us. It was for us, for her kids to be up there, like an apartment and shit.
Yeah.
So my mom moved out, my dad and his little girlfriend up there, and she took it over.
Stop telling family business.
Fuck that.
See? See what I mean? That's the greasy move. Fuck, and your dad probably think mom, nothing of it.
My mom
isn't
quiet. My mom doesn't go to social media to complain that she put mad bread. She put mad bread into this house.
The blessing's gonna come. The blessing's gonna come. You know what I mean? When God take anything away from you, he's gonna replace it back with something better. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay on his journey with him. If you touch it, you grab it away from him. Till you give it back to God, then you have to deal with it yourself. So when she give it away and really give it up, even her heart, she going to be able to receive something way better, man. She all right. Talk to her like that. Instead of like, fuck that. I'm going to social media, mom. Fuck this. I'm going to tell our family business, motherfucker. I got us.
Podcast, but I'm just saying.
I get it, brother. I get it. But, you know, I'm just telling you, OG talk.
What about Mustard, yo? What is it? Who cares if she helped customize it? What if Mustard's like, yo, I paid for everything, though. This is my shit.
That's cool. It don't matter. You know? That's cool, a part man. Of the, that was your wife. Of course you paid for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you made that for her, though, for your wife.
Yes.
So you got your wife out the house, and you went and brew the next chicken. The spirit say you're going to be right now. I think that ain't going to work. You got to go ahead and sell that. That's crazy.
It's not cool, but guess what? I did it. And we probably all gonna do it if we in a situation.
Yeah, we all do it. Yeah. And it's greasy, ain't it, though? We looking back now.
It's greasy. I said, I did some greasy shit. Even if it was by mistake, it wasn't trying to get somebody. It wasn't trying to hurt her feelings or trying to, like, oh, fuck you. Nah, that's
you like, it's my house. I'm moving on. You know what I mean? That's all it is. It's my house. I'm moving on. But it's greasy, Buster. You're going to see. He's going to see in a couple of years. It's greasy.
You should have got a condo or, you know what I mean, been at her crib and shit like that, you know what I mean? You got to, yeah. But we live and we learn, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the next situation, the next stage in your life, you learn from that and you get better. You don't want to stay, you don't want to have all them old things you used to do and get to your next stage and be like, you keep doing them old shit, you be like, damn, I'm still that nigga right there. So I ain't really go nowhere. I just went down the street. You're on the same block, baby. Move up.
Get you the apartment, the hotel room down the street for a couple of weeks.
That's all it is, brother. That big mansion on the hill. Live like that.
Yeah, mustard talk. Yeah, but that's what if? So is that only count for rich people then? Like, what if it's like me and like my girl got an apartment and she helped decorate it and shit, and you know she moves out, I get a new girlfriend. Oh, she's in the apartment that we lived in together for 4 years.
Real shit, and that's all the way around, regardless of
what. Get that decoration shit out. Yeah, get that stuff out.
Yeah, yeah.
When I broke up with my ex, shit. I gave her everything. Nah, I gave her everything. We broke up. We sold one house.
Yeah,
I let her keep the other house, and I rebought everything. So ain't nothing in my current spot. Nothing from my last relationship.
Niagara Falls.
Because you're supposed to have nothing on everything anyway. You know what I'm saying? You should have nothing on everything. Anybody, what? if you got any furniture for where wax was at, we nutted on that motherfucker. Them couches you slept real quick for 15 minutes or I fell asleep. Bruh, wax nutted on that shit, family. All that shit. Land on pillowcases, all that shit. I nutted on all that shit. Yo, robes, all that shit. Listen, men mark their territory. You ever seen a dog go? What the dogs do? They mark their territory. We're just the same breed as them. We just got two arms and stand on our two legs. You know what I'm talking about? They got the same shit. They just want to be on
fours. I think women worse. Women be leaving eyelashes and shit around the house. Yes,
we do. And we leave.
You know, she was here. I'm like, hey, what you doing?
They leave eyelashes and earrings. We leave nut and condom wrappers, family.
Alright. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, if you ain't using a condom, you leave a nut, man. Yeah.
All right, next headline. You know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have been divorced for a while now. It says, why? It says Kim Kardashian reveals that she's hired a manny, not a nanny, a manny with an M, because she wanted a male presence in her children's lives.
Come on, family. Ouch. Ouch.
Wow, she did that for headlines.
Ouch. I mean, you know what?
Them Kanye kids, look at
that. Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, yeah, let them father be. You know what I'm saying? Because God don't make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? That's the father. You never know what that kid might need, and it's going to be the father. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the hood. I seen crackheads take care of their kids. I seen alcoholics take care of their kids and way less money than Kanye and them do. And I know he loves his kids. Let the man take care of his kids. That's the makeup of Yah too. The makeup that he needs to fulfill for that kid. That makeup of him that's in the kid need to be fulfilled so the kid could be the best version of them. Y'all pulling that back is the kid never be the best version of them, man. You know what I'm saying? So get that kid up. Stop doing that mammy shit. The man love his kids. Now, Kanye over here like, fuck them kids and la, la, la. Miss Lady, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But stop that dumb shit, man. Stop that dumb shit. I got fathers out here really want to be their kids. Stop trying to be always in control. It ain't it.
That's all it is. I was about to say, it's about control.
It's the you kid let that man in his kid's
life, he good. Yeah.
Yeah, like man. Chill out.
And the man don't act like Kanye. Yeah.
Come on, man. If mammy got fingers, and the fingers might go different places. You know what I'm saying? Chill the fuck out. Nobody got time for that dumb shit.
You know, it says that Kim Kardashian said, I really wanted a male that was going to be picking them up and taking them to sports. And I was scared out of my mind to tell their dad that. And then Kanye introduced himself to the guy and actually has been nice to him.
Yeah, because he don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You think it's another boy?
Tell the truth. He got to hear this shit on social media. Y'all know why the man going crazy. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Like, this guy's not getting treated the right fucking way. And we'll go crazy over that same shit, but we criticizing somebody that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, we better. We not better, fam. We all got to go through those situations and see how you feel about this shit. We laughing at the shit, but the shit is real out here. Oh, especially with the guy got these kids involved. That shit ain't cool. Back the fuck up and shut the fuck up until it lets you know what's really going on. Because the kid's hurting at the end of the day. So who wins? Everybody at the end of the day lose. Yeah. Slow down, mammy. Get your mammy asses out of here.
Like Kanye.
Where's the mammy fucking website? Let's fuck these motherfuckers up. What the fuck you doing trying to watch kids, motherfucker? Go play football. Monday night football, man. My fucking Cowboys out here, baby.
Them niggas be trying to be models, yo. They be trying to be models and they figure they get pictured with a celebrity.
Here. You try to be sexy for the fucking mom and fuck the fucking mommy and the kids hearing the shit. What the fuck you think they want? They want to fucking scream too. Sit your dumb ass home. Let the old lady with the fucking porridge and run around with you with the castor oil so you can shit on yourself. Uh-huh. That's the motherfucker you want. I want a nanny who give me castor oil. That's who want to be in my house.
Word.
The fuck mammy.
Old lady.
Let's fuck these mammies up, bro. Y'all
that is hilarious. What is the website? It's hilarious. Hold on.
Now yeah, mammy's going to try to come after me and she's like, fuck you, wax.
Mammy shaming.
Yeah, why you want to sit there and wear a dress, family? Like, you over here about to put a dress on just to say you mammy? That's for a lady, bro. That's for an older lady, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, let them do their jobs. Why are you taking their jobs away from them? Y'all supposed to be...
Exactly.
Yeah, go do construction or
security or something, nigga.
If you like wearing suits and shit, go fucking get a fucking suit store or something. Yeah, or even go model. The fucking mammy shit, the nanny shit is for older ladies who need jobs. That's why they dying off early because y'all taking their fucking jobs away from them. Fuck that.
Dying off early.
Word. All right, Marv. Yo, I appreciate you for joining us, man. Appreciate
the
support. Yes, sir.
This is dope.
Absolutely, man.
All right. We'll catch you next time.
All right, fellas.
All right, be safe.
Yeah, bro. Let's get into some Black excellence.
Perfect. What we got?
Today's actually Snoop Dogg's birthday. I'm pretty sure that's pretty excellent. Being seeing what he's been through and seeing what he's seen. Guess how old he turned?
Oh.
Guess. Just take one guess. How old do you think Snoop Dogg turned?
49.
Nah, he's up.
Well, 49 and a half.
Nah. Snoop Dogg turned 52 years old today.
Yeah, I know. It was like right there. When he was like 3 years, like, that's okay. Just don't say that about women. If it was a lady, I would have been like 42. You know what I'm saying? We got to lie. Certain things we got to lie about. Yeah. 28.
What do you think is your favorite Snoop Dogg song or moment or anything?
Movie? My greatest Snoop Dogg song is something with the horse.
Oh.
What's the horse song?
Horse? I don't know.
I got hoes.
That's ludicrous, bro.
That's not it?
Yeah, that's ludicrous.
Damn,
Snoop. My favorite Snoop Dogg song is actually a sleeper song. He got a song with Soulja Boy.
I love Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Shout out to Snoop Dogg, man. He was promoting Bully and the Beast and shit back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely, man. Put that up there for him for his birthday, brother.
Yeah, word.
I'm sorry, people. And, yeah, put that up there. Yes.
Another Black excellence is I want to shout myself out. You know, I got my podcast network and, you know, Global Deli is actually giving me a promotion where I got the Cream and Burger and to help me promote my Polymath Network. So I got this burger coming out for the whole month of November.
What's on it?
It's called the Local Legend Burger. It's a cheese.
Yeah. I love it. What we got?
It's a mozzarella cheese, lettuce, a fried egg, avocado, onion rings, and ketchup.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be available.
I remember I did that before in Carolina. I had my own wax sandwich. That's dope. Congratulations, man. Make you feel good. Like, I'm being noticed, man. Somebody see me out this motherfucker.
Don't believe in me. Yeah.
And, feels great, man.
Word. Now I got one wax's ABCs for you.
Wax's ABCs.
You're good now. All right, so the word is A-B-R-O-G-A-T-E.
Abgate.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Abgate. Is it O?
Abrogate.
Is it abrogate is a gateway to great abs. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of the machines, it's like one of the rollers like this. But is it also the ones that, you know, you kick your legs up at the same time? I seen it. It's on Amazon. You go like one of them old people at night, they be telling you about the ab machine. So the new one is abrogate. I seen that the other night. All right, I'm gonna tell you a sentence. You know, them 2 o'clock in the morning ads, I was up to like 3 o'clock in the morning one night, you know what I'm saying? Hurting because some girl hurt my feelings and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep acting like I don't know nothing. And, I seen this ad and it was like abrogate. And that is, the gateway to great abs.
Oh, God.
And it's a row. That's why a row and RO is in it because it rolls. Yes. Right. It got to be it.
Well, the word is abrogate.
Told you.
And it means to revoke or deny formally. Like a nice way to say, I'm good. No. To abrogate. All right.
That's what you got to do when you turn around. Use your core. Imagine doing something without your core.
That makes sense. Anyway. Think about it. So, yeah, that's another episode of Bullying the Beast podcast. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys rate, review, subscribe.
Hold on. I got my shows and stuff that I got to talk about.
Oh, shit, you got to plug in. Let's do it.
Yes, man. I got the, on the 21st, I got a big bonfire. You got to come holler at us, man. 27th, I got Cash Carey, man. He got his album release party over here at my spot. You know, every Thursday, comedy night. Friday is college night. Saturdays, we doing bonfires. And you know, we are about to do camping for Halloween camping, man. Yeah, come out here and come around the campfire and stuff like that, man. Hey, man, who knows anything, man? You'd be surprised what people actually like to do. You know what I'm saying? It's everything out the way. And you know, my spot is definitely for, it's called A Place to Go. So follow A Place to Go_SC, man. Come look at a lot of dope things that me and my spot doing. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Taryn. He came through for me today, my brother. Blessings.
Yes, sir. Once again, guys, this is the Bullying the Beast podcast. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Yes. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Oh,
you know it. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Yes. Peace.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.